You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So yesterday, off the air, Jeremy and I were talking about this story about things that boost people's spirit. I think you even mentioned a little bit of it during a trending report, too.
It was the food thing. It was this whole list of food yesterday. It was the foods that instantly put you in a good mood. And I believe the number one was tacos. It's like as soon as you bite into a taco, you get that feeling that like there's not a care in the world. And life is good.
Except when it crumbles down into your lap in the car while you're driving.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. And so Jeremy and I thought it might be kind of fun for on you know, a Friday, fun Friday, for us to get everybody's weekend started by accentuating the positive and thinking about the little things that instantly boost your spirits. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a disclaimer on this. Try as hard as you can to get away from your children, grandchildren, and pets.
Nieces, nephews.
All of that. Let's not do...
We love those. Those are great humans. Very good humans in your life, yes.
Exactly.
We can only take so many.
And the pets, kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
We get
like,
it.
Like I could say, you know, when I pick up Niles the weirdo and he does that purring.
Oh, right in my feels ear. Good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that boosts my spirits. But it's too easy to do food, beverages, people, and pets. And now people are saying, well, way to go, boys. You just eliminated everything.
Well, click. Turn you guys off. No, we didn't eliminate everything. Are you kidding me? The sky's the limit here.
Like, do you have one?
I will tell you right now, it's this time of year when I go wandering into a Lowe's or Home Depot and I see that garden section starting to explode, Dom. I get so happy because I love working in the yard. I love building things out there. I love planting. The smell as they are taking that forklift and unloading the fresh bags of mulch off the semis and laying them down there in the parking lot, and you can smell the fresh mulch. Oh, that's a good feeling.
It's pretty true, I think, that when you're walking around, let's say it's March, April, May, and you're walking around that section of Home Depot or Lowe's or just these nurseries, it's rare to find somebody who looks unhappy.
It's therapeutic. You know, and you just brush your hand over all the plants. And you're like, what am I going to plant this year? We actually went a couple of days ago, and we bought those like little seed starter trays, and we let the kids go in and pick out packs of seeds that they want to plant this year of, you know, whatever they want to plant. And we're going to start them here in the house, hopefully this weekend, and get them going. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able to transfer them out to a little garden in the back here eventually. And they are so excited.
I used to live down not far from Tagawa Gardens.
Yes.
Which is
Mecca.
It is. It's a remarkable place. Like if you're in a bad mood, let's say you're driving down Parker Road or something, and you know, and you're just in a crappy, you had a crappy day at the office or you got bad news from somebody about something. If you're driving and you're like within a couple of miles, I would detour, just park and just walk around in there.
Yeah.
Because there's something about the Tagawa Gardens that just
soothing.
Like, yeah.
They got the little water features going in some places.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about the cats running around in there, too?
Oh, yeah.
They go kind of crazy in there.
What's yours?
Mine is as simple as, because mine is outdoors, and it is getting on trails. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm upset about something or bothered, if I get out, and they talk about how exercise, you know, what is it? Is it producing endorphins? Is that right? Or
yeah.
Or what are the other?
It's your pleasure zones in your brain. Depends on how tight your shorts are.
But once I, and like there's this one trail in particular, it's very, it's kind of steep, but it's very wooded. Mm. And there's, it's almost like passing through a portal. When you leave the parking lot and take those first few steps up into the woods, it just...
It's like entering Narnia.
It kind of is. It's like when Dorothy opened the door after the tornado dropped her down. And she opened the door and she went from a black and white world into a Technicolor world. Yeah. And you remember that feeling as the door opens and it changes to color?
Fresh, new, happy.
Yeah. Some of you will have to Google Wizard of Oz / Dorothy to understand what we're talking about. But
I mean, she killed a witch.
Knows.
I mean, there was a murder involved as well.
Yeah, she killed someone, right.
And you might stumble upon a body on the trail, and then it will be like Wizard of Oz.
Right. Tommy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good.
What instantly boosts your spirits?
If it starts to rain outside, you walk outside and just take a big old whiff, take a big old smell. Instantly puts me in a good mood.
Isn't that the truth?
I could be in the crappiest mood.
The smell of that hitting the grass and like even the concrete and just the smell of rain.
There's actually even a
cleansing
scientific name for it. And the thing is, I've seen it written a bunch. I've never heard it pronounced. It's either petrichor or petrichor, but it is the combination of the rain mixing with the ozone, mixing with the plants and the grass, and it creates that unique smell. It's a let's say petrichor or something like that.
And then you mix in Tommy standing out there in his underpants sniffing the rain.
Scratching himself.
Yeah.
Every time.
Tommy, have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Tommy.
We appreciate that. Let me read a couple of them that were sent in because I like these. Ann says, it's when I take my bra off at the end of the day.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Good one. Liesl. Is that right? L-I-S-L. Liesl. My spirits are lifted when I get a text message. Does that make me weird? As soon as it dings, I get excited and happy.
It's like my line. If it goes off, if I get a ding or my email goes ding, I instantly go, ooh, somebody's thinking of me. You know?
Now, some people would say that's almost a negative, that we are trained to, like, it's not a good thing.
Right, because you instantly stop what you're doing. But
I know what she's talking about.
Yeah,
it's like,
depends on who
it's from. My phone will be upside down or whatever. I hear it vibrate. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then Amy, she goes, for me, it's when everyone in the house leaves. And I know they'll be gone for an hour or more. I love my husband and my two boys, but my happy place is when I have the house to myself.
Oh, yeah.
That will boost spirits.
Yes, it will. When's spring break over? A couple more rolling in on Facebook. Susan, I feel like, Susan, this would put me in a bad mood. She says she instantly gets happy when the song Love Shack comes on.
Oh,
any negative mood will flip. I got me a car. It's as big as a whale. Bah. Yuck.
Tin roof.
Blech.
Rusted.
Blech. Bad mood instantly. Stupid song. Lauren says,
way to insult our listeners.
No, just one. Just Susan. Lauren says, Amazon. Amazon makes her happy.
Oh, like when
I
walk
agree.
Up to the door?
I agree.
Or just going online?
Just being on Amazon, just ordering, just getting the package at all.
If you ever glance out.
I mean, their logo
window.
Is a smile.
If you glance out front as their truck pulls up, it's like Christmas, right?
Leah is going after your heart. She says Nordstrom. Or is it Strums?
Yeah.
Nordstrom's?
Singular.
Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. Nordstrom. That's where you buy your overpriced pants.
All of them.
Melinda says the thing that makes her instantly in a good mood is seeing Jason Momoa shirtless.
Is he still a thing?
I would think so.
Is he?
I don't
hear his name mentioned that much anymore.
Jason Momoa.
Phone call.
Yes.
Let's talk to Deandra. Deandra, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
What instantly will lift your spirits?
So it's small, but I think a really good license plate, a really good made license plate.
Oh, that's like the
funny.
Custom ones.
Personalized plates.
Yes.
Vanity
like the words
plates.
That they put on it.
Do you like the ones that you have to think? Like, in a way, it's almost distracted driving because you're driving along and you're studying a plate that you just can't quite figure out.
Yeah.
I usually drive passenger, but my mom drives us to work because we, you know, carpool.
Yeah.
So I can look at the license plate while she's looking at the road.
It's a division of duty. You drive, I'll laugh.
One of the best ones I've seen in the past few months was somebody that had OMGBCKY. So it was, oh my God, Becky. And then look at her butt.
That's
so it was OMG BCKY.
That is great. DeAndra, thanks for being on the show. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you. I worked with a guy who had one that puzzled me forever until I finally asked him about it. Jeremy, I might have told you this, so don't blurt it. But his was A-N-O-Z-E-R. A-N-O-Z-E-R.
Do you almost feel like a failure if you can't figure out somebody's personalized plate?
Yes, you do. You're like, this should not be this complicated.
Right, and I get mad at myself.
I feel fairly intelligent.
Like, I should be able to figure this out.
A friend of mine, I got multiple ones coming in. I'll give you two. Stephanie just wrote in. She says, I'm in front of, behind this one right now, and it's a Jeep. MTNGOTS. She's like, I can't
mountain
figure
goats.
It out. I'm like, it's mountain goats. It's a Jeep. They're
yeah,
in the mountains.
It's
She's
mountain
like,
goats.
Oh!
I
got it within seconds. She's like, oh!
You and I are like, what's
the problem? You're in the mountains. You're four-wheeling.
So my coworker's was A-N-O-Z-E-R. I could not figure it out. It was Scott Fisher. He did middays.
Old Scott Fisher.
At the old Y-108. And I finally asked him, I go, Scott, what is that? And he goes, O-Z is an abbreviation for something. I go, yeah, ounce. And then I was like, oh, it's not a noser. It's announcer. He's an announcer.
Oh, Scott.